Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But part of what I want to touch on today is the degree to which we've seen professions of faith used both as an instrument of great good, but also twisted and misused in the name of evil. As we speak around the world, we see faith inspiring people to lift up one another, to feed the hungry, and care for the poor, and comfort the afflicted, and make peace where there is strife. We heard the good work that sisters have done in Philadelphia, and the incredible work that Dr. Brantley and his colleagues have done. We see faith driving us to do right. But we also see faith being twisted and distorted, used as a wedge, or worse, sometimes used as a weapon. From a school in Pakistan to the streets of Paris, we have seen violence and terror perpetrated by those who profess to stand up for faith, their faith. Profess to stand up for Islam, but in fact are betraying it. We see ISIS, a brutal, vicious death cult that, in the name of religion, carries out unspeakable acts of barbarism, terrorizing religious minorities like the Yazidis, subjecting women to rape as a weapon of war, and claiming the mantle of religious authority for such actions. We see sectarian war in Syria, the murder of Muslims and Christians in Nigeria, religious war in the Central African Republic, a rising tide of anti-Semitism and hate crimes in Europe, so often perpetrated in the name of religion. And so how do we, as people of faith, reconcile these realities? The profound good, the strength, the tenacity, the compassion and love that can flow from all of our faiths, operating alongside those who seek to hijack religious for their own murderous ends. Humanity has been grappling with these questions throughout human history. And lest we get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place, remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ. In our home country, slavery and Jim Crow all too often was justified in the name of Christ.
Looking at here is an amazing turn where you would say, why would you even bring up? Why would you go back thousands of years to the Crusaders, who, by the way, you know, according to reports, was Islam was on the rise. Mm-hmm. They were taking over country after country after country. And supposedly, you know, and I'm not condoning at all, you know, a lot of things have been done in the name of religion that has been bad, but they were defending themselves in the context of they're going to be taken over by Islam if they don't act on it. But in regards to the Inquisition, that Ferdinand, that happened where they went to the Jews, went to Israel and Jerusalem. They put the sword to the neck of the Jew and they said, convert or die. And they expelled the Jews from Spain. Now, this really happened. Mm. And so, but that's 1,200 years back. 12 minutes ago, a man was being burned alive.
Yeah.
This is a leadership that does not even speak anything about negative about Islam. According to Michelle Bachmann, removed every mention of radical Islam as a possible enemy of America, removed it totally from the FBI libraries and all the libraries. And here, as we're seeing, you know, heads be cut off. I mean, think about this. You know, James Foley's head got cut off, a journalist, and our president went back to play golf. But when Sony got under attack, he had a meeting in the White House and gathered all of Homeland Security to find out, we got to stop this thing.
Right.
And Valerie saying, this has been my goal. This is what I wanted to happen. It's like, you have to understand, this is a demonic, dark plot against our nation and the church. We have to rise up and begin. This is not people. Your enemy is not people. God loves human beings. This is your enemy's not even, it's not, it's, listen, it's where we've sinned. It's what we've done wrong. It has nothing to do with anybody else. You have total control of your destiny by saying, you know what, God, I'm going to quit pointing my finger at politics. I mean, you have people right now who say they're Christians who would rather be called a conservative, to be defined as a conservative than a Christian. In other words, I'd rather be see myself as a political conservative than a Christian. Listen, conservative politics is, forget about all that. As Christians, we have to be loyal to Jesus Christ, even to the point of even if it costs us everything. I mean, you think about Hebrews, writing of Hebrews, he says, I see you with all your things. You know, your stuff was taken away, but you didn't shrink back. You're not the ones that shrink back and are destroyed, but you're ones that have faith and stand up, you know. And this is the reality. The great persecution is coming the way of the world. We're seeing it happen right now for some strange reason until it's on our doorstep.
That's right.
And what happened, I know that will happen in Kitchar, Bradford, in Texas. God gave her a night vision. This night vision, these loudspeakers went off, and this whole parade was going on, and everybody was having this parade in the city. And it was confirmed exactly as well in Tampa. We were meeting with a sister in Tampa. She's hearing the same thing, a sister in the Lord. But all of a sudden, the loudspeakers were taken over. And this is what was said over the loudspeakers. Everybody, get to your house. The Al-Qaeda is coming to your house, and a day of reckoning is coming. Now, you know, you can think, oh, no. This is the whole thing is, you just got to decide. Who's your God? Do you remember if you study... If you study the Word of God, if you begin to pick it up and to study the Word of God, you'll find out the same thing happened with Ahab and Jezebel. Elijah went to the top of the mountain where everybody can see him. Maybe it might be on television, maybe by wherever it is, but everybody could see Elijah. And he's going, listen, you know, you're going to have to choose who you're going to serve. It was a decision to be made. And you can even look and read ahead that when we make a decision for Jesus Christ, God resolves the issue. He resolves the problem. He solves it. I mean, think about this. He totally solves it. And what they did was God raised up this leader named Jehu that came in to begin to restructure government, begin to restructure government in such a way that God would be honored again in the context of that. But you had Elijah who stood up prophetically and said, you're going to have to choose. And let me tell you something, America, you're going to have to choose. You're going to have to choose. Who is your God? Is your body your God? Is your sexual desire your God? Is money your God? Is the way you want to do things your God? You know, is politics your God? Is power your God? Or is God your God? I'm talking about God whose son is Jesus Christ. You're going to have to decide. And sad to say, it could be just like the girl at Columbine, the young girl in the library, when the shooter walked up, held total captive by the devil. And he shot all those students in the school. And he walked up to her and he asked her, you know, do you believe in Jesus? And she said, yes. And then he shot her and killed her. Understand, what had a hold of him is the very same thing that has a hold of radical Islam today. They're trying to get as many people as they can to deny Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. One particular man said on Fox News, and I believe it was Greta talking to him. He said, a former FBI retired agent, I believe. She said, well, would it be if you're held captive by radical Islam because you are a Christian, couldn't you just convert to their religion and then that will help out? And he says, well, that could possibly help. But he says, that's every man's test. Let me tell you something. If you accept any other God than the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose son is Jesus Christ, the only way to God, and you were to die, after that decision, you've sealed your eternal damnation away from God. That's why this whole thing, think about it. Think about this. We're going to break, but think about this. What's the big deal? Why is this great escalation? Why so much evil? Why so much fear? Why so much? Because hell is real. The adversary knows his days are numbered, and he is loosing as much fury as he can on the face of the earth. And there's been a huge strategy going on up until the point, and they chose and selected Barack Obama as president based on some of the things the Lord's sharing with us, some things that, according to his pastor, Jeremiah Wright, said that he selected before he was elected. According to Valerie Jarrett, when she said she selected him all the way up, we followed him as senator and all the way up to presidency. And so there's something else behind all that that's pushing this whole thing. And when you look at according to the Rules for Radicals and understand the back cover, they dedicate that book to Barack Obama and to Hillary Rodham Clinton, who wrote her thesis on this whole strategy. This is serious stuff. But understand this. I think about this. And I know we got to get a break. But I think about Phyllis Schauffler. I think her name is Phyllis. I forget her last name. She stood up for what was right, I believe, in the 70s. 60s or 70s, all seemingly by herself. And she said, this is how it's supposed to be. This is of God. And this one woman stood up and began to stand, because that was against, you know, Hillary Clinton was marching in the street back then. And she was abortion. They were pushing for aborting children and pushing for divorce and no-fault divorce. All those different things were happening at that. It was before Roe versus Wade happened in 1973. And so she is standing up and she's beginning to say, but that's not right. That's not the right way to go. And they attacked her. But guess what? She won. God used one woman to stand up and just say, this is the right way. And she stood in stadiums. She stood everywhere. Now imagine you. Imagine you standing up. Even if you're the only one and you're not the only one, we're going to stand up together and say, you know what? This is the right way. Nobody's perfect. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short. And we all need forgiveness. But Jesus is the only way. Man, we have so much to talk about today. I wanted to be able to talk about gratitude. That's so important. But first I want to talk about Duck Dynasty. Why? Because it seems that our viewers and listeners, anything to do with Duck Dynasty.
Oh my goodness.
So did I tell you about Duck Dynasty? There was two guys in camis that walked into a donut store. They, I have a chance to flip, you know, after looking at our ratings and seeing that, you love Duck Dynasty, we are going to have some camis done for John. So he can show up.
Yeah, and my beard.
Your what? Your beard?
Yes, my beard.
It's called beard.
Beard.
Beard. That's what I said.
No, that's not what you said.
Is that funny? That's funny. Anyway, so
in the South, it's beard.
Beard.
Yeah.
Right, beard. I have to remember the beard.
And, so, and we got the cami. We're going to get the camis, I guess, done up for him and all that. But,
Great. Looking forward to it.
Yes. We were going to do it, but it's so much lower budget for the cost of amount of material that we have to use. You know, only a yard, right? Only a yard of material.
Just a yard.
With me, it's like 7 yards, 8 yards, something like that of material. I forgot how many yards it takes to fix stuff. You know, obviously I don't know nothing with that. So, but yeah, Duck Dynasty. So if you get a chance, we're talking about Duck Dynasty.
Okay.
So it fits in there. Welcome back. It's Phyllis Schauffler, S-C-H-A-F-L-Y, Schauffler. Mm-hmm. And she's the one that just stood up. It's amazing. You watch some of the clips. As you're standing, you know, she was a mother and
one woman.
And, of course, a wife. And she just stood up and said, this is what marriage is, because all these things were happening at that particular time. Billie Jean King was a tennis match. Mm-hmm. And she was – there's, you know, all kinds of things happening at that time. And it's just, you're like, wow, you know, what a powerful thing. It just boils down to this, you know, we want to be, you know, we're talking about so much. You have to be willing to lay down your life for the one who laid down his life for you. That's the price. Jesus said this. He said, unless you pick up your cross and deny yourself and follow me, you can have no part of me. This is the decision. This is what the last two programs were about. It's like, okay, you hear the intensity, you hear the drumbeat, you hear, you know, the war cry coming from the enemy that God is allowing. There's nobody pulling anything over on God. God is allowing to come against us, for we have sinned. And he says, listen, if you will warn them, if you will tell them, this is actually what's happening, a storm is being fashioned against you, and they repent, then you would have won a friend, and all of a sudden this whole thing is thwarted and it just ends, which means there's God loves us so much, he warns us, like Amos chapter 7 says, that says, you know what? This is what's going to happen. I mean, it's like a father that says, you know, hey, you guys don't straighten up talking to his kids. Y'all keep on hitting on each other. You're going to get some discipline. You know, you're going to spank and something's going to happen. So he didn't just go just spank them. He didn't go put them in a corner or something. He let them know, if you continue this behavior, this is what I'm going to do. And some kids actually listen and they go, they don't do that, right? But you know, those are children. God is much more perfect than, there's no perfect man.
That's right.
And he's so loving and so kind. He wants to forgive us. Let me tell you something. What I know presently of the Lord, and there's so much more for me to know, I know. He loves you. He's looking to forgive you. There's some people out there right now. There's people right now waiting for you to go to them and repent for what you did to them. And they're just ready to forgive you, but you gotta go to them. You gotta say, you know, forgive me and acknowledge what you've done. They want to forgive you. And let me tell you something, there is God, the Creator, who's saying, oh, I want to forgive you. You know, I'm sending you these warnings. I'm sending you prophets. They're warning you the storm is coming, but I don't want the storm on you. I don't rejoice in one person dying outside of knowing me. I want everyone to be saved. Listen to this warning. I don't want this discipline to come in. I don't want this time of great turmoil. And understand that what you're seeing happen over in the Middle East, according to what God has shown Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries, and you can see the entire prophetic dream on VFN Torch, and hopefully it's a related link, is going to be worse than what we're seeing right now in ISIS. It's going to be worse than we're seeing in ISIL or Al-Qaeda. According to what God told Rick Joyner, that even Al-Qaeda is going to disassociate themselves from that. They're going to be scared of what they see in America. Hmm. This is what Abraham Lincoln said. President Lincoln said, America's so strong, nobody will ever take her down. The only thing that will take America down is herself. And so this is where we're going to have to remain strong. You know, e pluribus unum means something. It means though that we're many, we're one. Everything that can be divided has been divided. I mean, they even attacked, they even came against Bill Cosby, an actor. I mean, he had this wonderful portrayal of a family, and everybody was encouraged by watching his family on television. And it's like, why did you have to destroy this positive role model? It's an actor. He's an actor. You know, and they just, everything that could possibly be taken down has been just divided. And it's like, you know what? Everything that can be divided is being divided. But the question is, this is the question. Who are you going to be united with? Who are you going to be united with? We got to come together. We got to unify, not around a concept, an idea, a doctrine of, you know, denominationalism. We got to unify around Jesus. Chuck Pierce said of Zion Ministries in Corinth, Texas, he said, you know, that the reason why the leadership in the world is stuck is because the leadership in the church is stuck, that the old guard won't let go. I think about Miles Monroe when he said this, and you can see this on the torch. He said, you know, that pretty much that what's having to happen is leadership is dying with the baton in their hand instead of passing it off like a relay race. And the next generation has to go to the casket, take the baton and pry the fingers off the one who died with that leadership in their hand because they would not give it away. And they have to walk out as a first generation leader again because they did not impart into them that double anointed leadership. That goes, listen, the leadership has to break. You have to let go. Listen, is it really about you? I mean, think about this. Is God not enough? Is God not enough? I mean, how can you add to him? Do you remember what you were when you were first called? How did you become so high and mighty all of a sudden? How all of a sudden you think you can do this whole thing without God's spirit in your church or in your presence? All of a sudden you swayed around and started preaching preferences instead of the word of God. All of a sudden people think that you're holy and righteous in yourself, and you let them think that. You don't tell them that you're like Paul, of sinners you're the chiefest, that God has forgiven you, and outside of God holding you up, you would just fall. Listen, we have to rise up and say, dear God, we got to get back. We got to, the leadership, listen, if God is raising up the next leadership, allow them to honor you. Allow them to honor you, the old and the new wineskin, to honor you and you lay hands on this next generation and allow that blessing to come in there, because we need, I mean, we're seeing just this rapid harvest coming in that's going to take thousands and thousands and thousands of leaders to be able to arise. But if you don't let go of the baton, if you don't begin to speak into the next generation, you don't begin to rise up, raise up spiritual sons and daughters to be able to go off and carry on what God is doing. Listen, I don't know how it's going to be, but God says, if you don't do it, I'll raise up my shepherds myself. But what I want to do right now, you know, this is a lot. I just want to pray with you. And this is a lot of things that are coming up. Let's just pray together. Let's just pray right now. Let's go to God and say, Dear Jesus, Lord, I thank you for letting us know. I thank you for the warnings. I thank you for helping us understand. I thank you for Phyllis and the history that we have. We thank you, Lord, for the generations of leaders who stood strong all the years in the church. Lord, we pray that you would raise up leaders, that you would unstick us, that we would be unstuck, and that you would just explode in enthusiasm, desire to see the next generation raise up, Father God, and follow your spirit and be rightly related and honor, Lord, that everything that has happened, that you've done, that people would honor each other and honor previous moves of God and allow you, Father God, to do what you want to do in this generation. God, we ask you, Lord, to end abortion, protect our nation, end this Islamic sword being brought against our nation, God. And we ask you, Lord, forgive us of our sins and send revival, we pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.